USA Radio News.
The investigation continues in Branson, Missouri today, where 17 people were killed when a duck boat packed with tourists capsized and sank in high winds on a Missouri lake. Missouri Governor Mike Parson spoke earlier today at a press conference.
The state of Missouri is going to do everything within our powers to make sure that we provide the resources needed to complete this. And two, that I ask for all Missourians for their thoughts and their prayers for the families and victims of this incident.
Tornadoes swept through central Iowa, injuring at least 17 people, flattening buildings in three cities, and forcing the evacuation of a hospital. These two eyewitnesses describe what they saw.
It was crazy. We saw the tornado jump down, and it hit plant three, and then it looks like it bounced over four, and then hit five, six, seven.
We certainly are going to rebuild, and we're going to come back stronger than ever.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The administration gets some welcome support in Missouri. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
While stepping through Republican candidates in Missouri, Vice President Mike Pence in St. Louis spoke at an America First Policies event where he drew cheers from the pro-Trump organization.
Not only did the president sign the biggest funding increase for border security in nearly 10 years, we also got a down payment and we've started to build that big, beautiful wall.
Pence told the crowd that ICE agents have removed more than 226,000 illegal immigrants from the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
On Thursday, President Trump signed an executive order. Now, part of this executive order was to ask companies and trade groups to sign a pledge to American workers. Ivanka Trump joined Fox News to talk about some of the companies that signed the pledge.
U.S. government officials who think holistically about skills training and education for workers at all stages in their careers.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
According to two sources, former CIA Director John Brennan still has top-secret government security clearance. With the security clearance, Brennan has the power to view classified government documents, discuss classified topics, and also view highly personal information on American citizens. Senator Rand Paul was asked about it on Fox News.
Now, this is alarming, and if John Brennan still has top-secret clearance, can he research Donald Trump? Can he research his family? Can he type my name into computer search engines? Can he look at all of my information? It's alarming. If he has top secret clearance, as unhinged as he is now, calling the president treasonous, saying basically that he's for, you know, the death penalty for the president. Yeah, it's alarming. If he has security clearance, it's absolutely alarming.
Senator Paul also makes another point regarding Brennan.
Well, you know, John Brennan has a history of leaking information already,
right,
not only for political reasons, but a few years ago, he linked that there was an inside informant in Yemen while that person was still on the inside in Yemen. He put that person's life at risk. They all backpedaled, and they had to rescue someone out of Yemen who was at the heart of an Al-Qaeda, you know, project trying to discover what Al-Qaeda's plans were in Yemen. But John Brennan leaked their name. So he's got a history of having a problem with leaking. Head of the CIA, who in their right mind would want to let him have the power still to search through everybody's records?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.